Hey there, car enthusiast. I'm Rabjot Singh, your guide through the exciting world of Autosphere Insights. Fasten your seatbelts, it's time to explore the intersection of passion and innovation. We have to talk about the news. Mitsubishi returns to Indian car market. Iconic Pajero, Lancer maker Mitsubishi is all set for Indian return with TVS. So finally, Mitsubishi is going to re-enter India through TVS Mobility. A few days ago, we were talking about that Endeavor is going to launch in India after Ford's re-entry. Great fortunes will be in trouble. Now Mitsubishi's Pajero is also coming. Now it's going to be a lot of fun with these brands' re-entry in the market. Before that, follow this podcast and let's go to 1998 when Mitsubishi enters India by collaborating with Hindustan Motors and launches its Lancer at 8.17 lakhs in India. Now, if you want to put this price in perspective, then today's 25 lakh rupees. So at that time, Hindustan Motors was thinking of offering a very affordable, luxury-oriented and performance-oriented car at a decent price. People obviously didn't like this car very much. So this is why this brand brought that. Pajero is a very big car, a good car, so it's possible that Indian elite class will like it and have a lot of fun with it. So that's why in 2002, Hindustan Motor brings their Pajero to India directly through CBU unit and launches it at 33 lakhs. If you want to put this in perspective, then at that time, Mercedes M-Class, the top-end SUV of Mercedes, was priced at 39 lakhs and this car was priced at 33 lakhs. Oh my god, that's expensive. So only 35 units of this car were sold in few months. So that's why obviously Hindustan Motor got an idea and they spent rupees 12 crores and set up a local assembly plant for it in Indian market. And directly the price of this car was reduced to half, which was 19.7 lakhs. Imagine you have bought this car for 33 lakhs and you found out after few months that this car is being sold at half the price. I will be in a very bad situation if I think about it. This car made a very decent brand value in Indian market. And by the time it came to 2006, they launched the Mitsubishi Cedia at a price of around 9.87 lakhs, which was performance oriented, very cool looking sporty sedan. Why am I calling every car cool? I'm not getting sponsored by them, am I? Anyways, this was also not sold much in India. In 2009, this brand launched its first greatest car, Montero, at a price of 37 lakhs in India, and it is the fourth car of this brand in India whose price was less at launch and then increased later. And you get a 3.2 liter diesel engine and 121 horsepower. It was increased to 190 horsepower later, so it became good. And by the time it came to 2012, the brand launched Pajero Sport in India at a price of 23 lakhs. After this, I don't know what happened to this brand, but directly after a few months, its price was reduced by 1.8 lakhs. And if this was also less, in 2018, this brand launched its Outlander at a price of 31.5 lakhs. After a few months, they did it again. They reduced the price by 5.33 lakhs and launched it at rupees 26 lakhs. So obviously, if you are the owner in which you have bought a car worth rupees 30 lakhs and at the same car maker after a few months is reducing the price to 25 lakhs, you will be angry, right? And why did they do that? This is a very problematic thing. And if you also found out that every car makers generally do it. So in the coming months, the price will be reduced. So at launch, why will you buy this car? You'll wait for a few months, right? When its price will be reduced. So that's why this brand was in a very bad state in India, which had 48 dealerships and almost all of them went out of business. So by 2020, they said, bye bye India, we won't work again. So this is what happens when you don't plan your shit prior and properly. But you can definitely follow us because we have already planned our shit properly. So talking about planning, if you want to plan your life and you feel lost, come to my second podcast, which is Deep Dialogues on Human Behavior and Mind Dynamics, available on every podcasting platform, even this one. So but guys, recently there is a news that Mitsubishi Corporation in India has acquired 30% stake in TVS Mobility. So between 300 to 500 crores, in which if you don't know, TVS Mobility is not the one who has a lot of money. So TVS Mobility is a chain of dealerships which operates in South India, and mainly Mahindra, Renault, Ashok Leyland, Honda dealerships. And in this company, Mitsubishi is going to acquire a 30% stake and going to put a lot of inputs And along with that, Mitsubishi has said that they are going to compel Japanese car makers to increase their operations in India through TVS Mobility. Now, we have to think about two things very carefully. If Japanese car maker is saying, so Mitsubishi comes in that too. So it is possible that Mitsubishi will operate their own dealerships through this TVS Mobility, because earlier they were doing it through Hindustan Motors and it was a very bad response. Now, if they do it with TVS Mobility, I expect a very good response to be expected from them. And along with that, this brand is saying that other Japanese car makers, for example, Honda, Nissan and Toyota, will expand their dealerships in India and will sell through them, so that they get good data points and insights that how Indians consume their car and what kind of cars they like. Along with that, this brand is going to make a very high-tech app for customer side and dealer side, so that the communication between both of them is very easy. It is very fun, yeah. And if all of this is true and Mitsubishi operates well in India, then this brand have four cars which are literally in different segment. The first two are really okay, but since we are legends and we only talk about legendary things, so such as the last two cars which I'm going to talk about. The first one out of is the Mitsubishi Outlander, which is of this brand Safari or XUV 700, in which we get really good looks in the front. You get those cross-shaped lights, the dual split one on the other side, and you get those iconic American SUV-like looks, in which we get small windows and you get long looks. You get big 20-inch alloys and you get a very straight roofline, thin tail lights at the back, etc, etc. It looks very iconic. In the interior, you get a decent quality in which you get a floating screen in the dashboard and a good steering. And Mitsubishi offers a hybrid option in this car, in which you get a 2.5 liter hybrid petrol, in which you are getting a combined of 250 horsepower. But guys, I know what you all are waiting for. All these cars will keep running, they will come and go, there's no problem. All of you are waiting. I know, you must be stressed. I'm kidding. All of you are waiting for Pajero Sport. Mitsubishi has launched its fourth car, which has 6 years of waiting period, in which you get a lot of same looks in this car. You get thin tail lights, you get a lot of straights, you get good approach angle, you get 18 inches of alloys on the side, which is quite off-roading oriented, because you get a thick thread. And its window line is going upwards at the side. It looks quite cool. And if you look at the back, you get long tail lights, quite sharp, and interior is quite simple and rugged, in which you get a new steering. You get all the controls. You get an old screen in the dashboard, but no problem. You can drive it. You get a semi-digital instrument cluster, in which you get a big screen in the middle, and in the sides you get analog system. And you get a gear lever in the center console and a rotatory form for off-roading selector. You get an electric in the parking. You get a good seat. At least it's better than Fortuner. And if you look at the back, you get a decent space. You get foldable seats in the third row and a lot of things. As compared to Fortuner, this is a good car, because the approach and departure angle of this car is much better than that. So in this car, you get a 700 mm water evading capacity. And this car, you'll get 4x4 system, in which you get 3 differential locks and 2.4 liter engine, in which you get 180 horsepower. It's very reliable engine. Mitsubishi has been using it for a very long time, and it's a very tried and tested engine. And even though Fortuner sells well in India, but in the outside market, in Australia, people prefer this car more as compared to Fortuner, because it offers a better value pack and you get a good comfort in this car too. So in India, it's Fortuner, but outside people are buying this car. You can say the price of this car is around 40 lakh rupees. It's a very good pricing. And you tell me, which Mitsubishi car you are waiting for? Obviously, I'm waiting for Pajero Sport and Outlander if it launches in India. And I think Mitsubishi has a very good opportunity. If they launch their cars at a right pricing, then they can grow well in India too. So that's all for today's episode. If you liked it, then follow. This is Rabjot Singh, your host. Take care and keep being awesome.